Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is a portion of the last verse of the scripture reading, verse 11, Romans chapter 12. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Here is exhortation, crisp and clear. It comes after Paul has given a massive exposition of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. After the great affirmations of the gospel come the timely imperatives to the Christians. There is no contradiction here. A human family, such as we all have known, is, after all, founded on the affirmation of parental love. But that doesn't rule out the timely and occasional imperative. Our parents' commands were not the basis of our family life. Yet we know how often we needed them. So it is in God's family. God has brought us into it by an act of love. He keeps us in it by His marvelous grace. But from time to time, He speaks to us sharp commands. Timely imperatives. That's what they are. Here's one. Never flag in zeal. That's also a warning. The King James Version translates these words, not slothful in business. The business is, of course, the Lord's business. Our total Christian witness and behavior, wherever we are, whatever our work, never flag in zeal. We could put it this way, don't become slack. We don't usually associate slackness with the early Christians at Rome. We think of them meeting to worship in the catacombs, and going singing into the arena to meet the lions. Yet these were the people the apostle was warning about slackness. How we need that warning. We believe that our church is firmly grounded on the word and sacraments of God's grace. We believe in the freedom of the Christian to make his own response. We've learned pretty well what Paul told the Romans about the grace of God. We know we can't buy our way into heaven by our pious practices, that outward forms are worthless without inner faith. We have the freedom of the gospel. But this freedom is not something to be smugly tucked away. It's a trumpet call to action. If no man can dictate our devotion, then a stronger obligation is laid upon us. If no rule is imposed from without, the inner discipline must be that much stronger. Never flag in zeal. It will take discipline, effort, to overcome slackness. The early church fathers included slackness or sloth among the seven deadly sins. For many of us, it is far more deadly than any of the other more exciting and picturesque sins. It quietly undermines all our resolutions. But it never seems quite vicious enough to warrant our feeling really penitent. Slackness, sloth, laziness, lack of zeal, call it what you will. It makes us do some serious thinking as we begin this first summer session. The pace will be rapid. The going will get rough at times. But God is speaking directly to our will and common sense. Never flag in zeal. A timely imperative. But it's also a warning. It will take sheer willpower to overcome slackness. And yet willpower isn't always enough. Grit and determination won't always suffice. It takes divine power. And Paul points us to that when he says, be aglow with the Spirit. Another timely imperative, but also an incentive. The Spirit who was poured out on Pentecost is still at work. He's working among us. His fire burns. We may not feel it as actively as we would like to. We may not be impelled by it as we should be. And yet, in us who confess the Lord Jesus and who want to do His will, the Spirit is working. His fire burns. The question is, how can we continue to be aglow with the Spirit? Well, we know what keeps a fire going and what will put it out. Fuel and air will keep it going. Water and suffocation will extinguish it. We know, too, what will keep the fires of the Spirit burning. From experience, we know there are habits and places and people and books and patterns of thought which are like fuel and air to the fires of the Spirit within. And we know what tends to suffocate and quench it. The atmosphere we choose to breathe is important. There are seasons of the Christian year when even the slackest can be roused. And yet the Lord's work in the world and in this place will not be done well by a sporadic devotion or a seasonal faith. Jesus had the future months and years in mind when he said to Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Jesus has the same prayer for us. Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, supplies us with the motive power. He doesn't just issue timely imperatives. He doesn't just exhort. He enables us to do what we otherwise could not do. He works in us through his gospel. That's the means by which the Spirit works. That's why there's no substitute for the gospel. That's why, as we begin this summer term, as we read and hear and meditate on that good news that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, that Jesus was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. As we meditate on that news of God's love and forgiveness for us, we can be aglow with the Spirit. But God has come to us again at this time with his timely imperatives. Never flag in zeal. That's a warning. be aglow with the Spirit. That's an incentive to be the kind of people God has called us to be. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.